Welcome back to Who Watches Us, the movie podcast where we watch the movies, but who watches us? I'm your host, Brendan, joined by my brother, Alex.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Maybe that was to the audience. Yeah, how are you doing, Alex?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Nice.
Been there, just doing stuff. Just regular stuff, nothing special, nothing crazy.
Very what nice, very nice. Yeah, nothing too special.
Nice.
Yeah, we just watched Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, we did.
This was Rachel's recommendation for us.
And, yes, it was.
Yeah, let's quickly give a little spoiler warning. Yes, spoiler warning for a 30-year-old movie.
Is it actually 30 years old?
Yeah, it came out in 1994.
That's nuts.
Good year.
Some may say the best year next to 2002.
Yeah. I wonder like what the best movies, like our opinions of like the best movies of those years would be. Anyway, yeah, we're going to go into spoilers for this movie. We're going to talk about the plot quite a bit, so you've been warned.
Yes.
But yeah, as I mentioned before, this movie came out in 1994 and, whoa, I'm rhyming. It was directed by...
Rhymed four with four?
Huh?
You mentioned four, like three... You rhymed four with four three times.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Oh, I said before and four.
So two times, say.
Yeah.
We're on a roll right now.
But yeah, this is written and directed by Peter... and Bobby Farrelly. I think that's how you say that last name. I'd never really heard of these dudes before, so I looked them up on IMDb, and they have done like a couple of Jim Carrey movies, and I think they did another Jeff Daniels movie as well. And I saw that they did, or at least... Peter did, I don't know about Bobby, did the Green Book, which I watched last year and I thought was very good. But yeah, this is starring Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels and Lauren Holly. So yeah, Jim Carrey is Lloyd, Jeff Daniels is Harry, and Lauren Holly is Mary.
Yes.
Yes. So, what do you think
of
this movie?
Go back to the club.
What do you think?
I liked this movie. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Thought it gave me a little giggle.
Yeah, I heard you giggle.
Kind of grossed me out a fair bit.
Yeah. Would you recommend that the listeners should watch this movie before...
Yes.
Like, getting into the podcast?
Probably. Just so you know what we're talking about. I feel like it probably gives a little bit of context... Because it's a comedy movie and we're not going to do a good job explaining the jokes. So it's probably better to witness the jokes firsthand and then come here and tell us what you thought.
Yeah.
Or listen to us and what we thought. Be like, oh, I thought that was funny too.
Yeah.
That's what all the listeners sound like to me. I thought that was also really funny.
Nice.
That's what I imagine that they sound like.
Yeah. I'd say I liked this movie as well. I remember liking it a lot when I was younger, like a teenager and stuff, like watching this movie and finding a lot of the gags pretty funny.
This is the first time I've seen this movie.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I think I would have watched this movie like 15 years ago.
Oh, man.
Maybe even longer, yeah. Kind of crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's even crazier.
Mm.
The antics these two fellas get up to.
Yeah, these guys, they are dumb.
They're fucking stupid. Oh my god. One of them is dumb and the other is dumber.
Yep.
And, try and figure out which one's which, yeah. I guess.
I guess I'd also recommend for people to watch this. I think... it's probably worth it. I would say a lot of jokes don't land because I feel like over time, comedy sort of like changes and what is and isn't funny changes as well. So yeah, there's definitely a couple of things in this where like it just misses the mark.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I feel like maybe it's Jim Carrey's acting because he's a funny guy, but he does a lot of physical comedy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that in this movie where he's making silly faces and silly noises and doing silly things with his body.
Yeah. And
it's not that it's not funny. It's that I've seen it a million times before if you've seen any Jim Carrey movie. So
hang on. Pause?
Well, Brendan's paused. I will just say... no, I forgot what I was going to say. If you've never seen Jim Carrey before, you've never seen a Jim Carrey movie, you might be like, hey, I liked that. If you've seen a lot of Jim Carrey's movies, like, I don't know, everybody else, and you haven't seen this before, like me, for example, maybe that stuff just won't land as well.
All right, I'm back.
Hello. Yes. Go back to the club. Where were we? Yeah, so maybe if you like me and you've seen Jim Carrey movies before but you haven't seen this, that kind of comedy won't land as well.
Yeah, I was going to say before that this might have come out at a time where that sort of Jim Carrey like over animated character was like new. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when Ace Ventura came out.
Would have been like the 90s as well.
Yeah. I want to say it was like 92 or something. I can check. It was 94. It was the same year.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. So I guess, yeah, like that animated character would have been relatively new, right?
Hmm. And I feel like the humor is like, it's not exactly lowbrow, but you know, when characters act dumb, I don't know, it's not that I find it, or maybe I do find it cringe, I don't know. Like Harry's laugh in this movie just makes me like upset inside, I don't know why. Just the way he laughs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Holy shit. Jim Carrey did Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective in 1994. All three of those movies.
That's crazy. He was huge.
Yeah. And I guess he's like the same character in all those movies, right?
A little bit. Yeah. It's just like a silly guy. I mean, he's not exactly stupid in The Mask.
No. At least not when he's Stanley Ipkiss.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get into this bloody plot, eh?
Yeah, spoilers. Open up, we're at a bus station. There's a couple of guys and a lady waiting at a bus station. Then a limo drives past, and then it stops in reverse. The window winds down, and who sticks their little silly head out? Jim Carrey's character, Lloyd.
Oh,
and he's hitting on this babe. He's like, where are you from? She's like, Austria. And then he confuses Austria with Australia and does Australian stereotypes,
yep.
Like shrimp on the barbie and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she blows him off. Yeah, he's on the way. He's a chauffeur. He's on the way to pick up a client. And then you get introduced to our other character. He's like a dog guy. He does dog stuff.
Yeah, he's
got...
He's got like a mutt mobile.
Yeah. Just like trimming and breeding and clipping and...
He works for Mutt's Cuts, I think.
Yeah.
Wherever they filmed this, it fucking looks shitty, man. Like... The streets that they drive down, like the place where Harry and Lloyd live. Those are some shitty streets.
Some shitty streets.
Yeah, like all the pavements all shitty. I don't know, like just something about the background, just it looked shitty.
Fair enough. I actually didn't pay much attention to that. I didn't realize.
But yeah, to paint a picture of our characters a little bit, Lloyd, who's Jim Carrey, has like a bowl cut, and one of his front teeth is chipped. And then
he looks like a real goofball.
Yeah, and then Harry's just got like sort of like long, sort of scraggly blonde hair. And yeah, like Harry drives this Muttmobile, and he's got like doggos in the back, and he stops somewhere for a bit of like a food stop. And then he is like going through like, he's like, oh, who ordered this hot dog? And then like a little dog comes out from like behind, because it's like a van, like a dog van thing with like a divider in between like the driver's cabin and then like the back of the van. But yeah, he like says an order, and then a dog appears and like grabs the order and like takes it back like into the back of the van. And he's just going through all these different orders. And I remember it like unlocked a core memory for me, like
yeah,
looking at those hot dogs and being like, man, those hot dogs are good, man. I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs are good.
Yeah, there used to be like this Wendy's hot dogs, like a shaken dog thing at like a shopping center. I used to go there with Nana like all the time and get a shaken dog. Fucking slapped, dude. It was so good.
I know exactly what you mean, because there was another place in another shopping center. I don't know if this is what time frame this is, but this is sometime. And yeah, I would get the same thing, Wendy's hot dog. But I get one of those freezies, the blue and red ones. Slurpee.
Oh, yeah, like the slush puppies?
Yeah. It wasn't a slush puppy, but it was like the Wendy's version of a slush puppy.
Right, right.
It was good. It was good. I miss that Wendy's. I don't know why they got rid of it.
I don't know. And it's not like, it's not American Wendy's either. Like, we just had like a different Wendy's over here.
I wonder if Wendy's still exists.
I don't think so. I haven't seen one in like a decade.
Yeah. It's got to be over a decade. Anyways, a bit sidetracked. Where were we?
So he's giving all these dogs these hot dogs, putting them in the back. And then he sort of just like drives off with these dogs in the back. But they're not secured in the back. And I noticed that he doesn't have any like cleaning equipment either, like in the back of the dog van. So I don't know how he's like picking up dogs. Is he like taking them somewhere, getting them cleaned, and then delivering them back somewhere? Like the logistics of it just didn't really make sense to me. Like I feel like if you've got like a Muttmobile, that it would probably have cleaning equipment like in the vehicle. But anyway.
You'd think so, but
just a little gripe that I had.
Yeah, suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, so that's what Harry's doing. And then Lloyd's doing something else. He's picking up a client. Who's he picking up?
He's picking up our other main character, Mary. I guess main character, kind of supporting character. The story kind of revolves around her. But anyways, he's at her house. He's coming to pick her up. He sees her and he's like flabbergasted. He thinks she's such a hottie.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get with that. And she's, she's like, all right, I'll be out in a second. And he has like a mini heart attack and like sprays breath stuff into his mouth, but misses. And then he's driving her to the airport and he's chatting to her about, you know, just shit. And he causes a crash while explaining his friend got stuck under a gas truck. and it causes a crash of a gas truck.
You manage to do it every single time. It's amazing.
It's probably so boring to listen to me talk.
I think it's funny. Like the way that you do it, like you start off with so much like momentum and steam, and then you just hit a wall. You're like, I don't know what to say next.
Yeah, pretty much exactly. My notes are so jumbled.
Yeah.
So anyway, Harry gets a call while he's driving the dogs. And this lady, someone's like, I don't know if it's the lady or someone else, she's like, where are my dogs? Where are the dogs at? And he's like, ah, shit. So he's stepping on it. And the fucking dogs are getting thrashed around in the back. And pulls up. And the lady's like, where are you? You've been there like 40 minutes late. And he's like, ah, I clipped them and shit. They won't need any preening or fluffing or whatever they say the term is. And then he opens the door and the dogs are all fucked up. They go like, I think it's mustard, supposed to be mustard from the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just all over him. He's like, you can probably comb that out.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Anyways, Lloyd is dropping thing at the airport. They're there. And she tries to pay him. He's like, nah, not after everything we've been through. And then he's like, where my hug at? Where my hug at? Come on. And she gives him a hug. Very awkward hug.
Yeah. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
And he hates goodbyes.
Yeah. And then she tries to say something and he shushes her. He says, just go. And he's like, got his finger on her lip and like, pressing her lip,
yeah.
Turns her head away while also pushing his finger into her face. It's like, be strong. Yeah. So there's like bad guys following Mary. You don't know what for yet. They're saying that there's going to be a drop near the escalator. They're going to pick up the briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're following her. Lloyd's watching her at the window of his limo being a creep. She leaves her brief. He crashes. After she puts down the briefcase, and she's like, "Yeah," and then she takes off. And he sees this. He's like, "Oh my god, you have your briefcase!" And right before the bad guy's got to pick it up, he fucking swoops in and snags it. He's trying to get it to her, and then he like fucking falls off. What's it called? The jetway. Yeah, he falls off their fucking... that little connecting thing.
Yeah, he's trying to do the heroic airport thing where, like, you run through the airport and you run through, like the person that stands there and, like, checks your ticket and then you board the plane. He's, like, running past there and they're like, no, stop. But he just, like, runs through anyway and like, falls off that little jetway thingy.
Front
flip onto the pavement.
If you don't know what a jetway is, imagine you're on Terminal in Modern Warfare 2, and it's the thing that connects the airport to the plane. Like where that little shop is, and there's that hallway in between.
Yeah.
And then you get the thing that goes, bum, 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 bum. Do you remember that part of how'd they get away with that?
I don't know.
That was part of the map.
I don't remember that.
That definitely part of the map. I remember that.
Well, was it the original Modern Warfare 2 or was it the remake?
Yes. It's the original.
Entitles me?
Yes.
So yeah, after he does his bloody front flip, he heads home and the goons, bad guys, they follow Lloyd. And Harry and Lloyd, they're at home and they're talking about how they both got fired today because, Lloyd crashed the limo and then fled the scene and Harry mustered some dogs.
Yeah.
And Lloyd calls Harry a pathetic loser for getting fired. And Alex thought this was funny. I made notes every time you did a little giggle.
Was it this or was it the Chapped Assholes?
Oh, I don't really know.
I think it was because right after that he says, you know what really chaps my asshole?
No, I missed that bit.
Ah, I think I was laughing at that.
I might have been taking notes.
Mm.
But anyway, like, I think there's a knock at the door. And then Harry and Lloyd, they go to the door and they see that there's a couple goons at the door and one of them's got a gun. And and they think that it's the gas company. Because Lloyd's like, did you pay the gas bill? Harry's like, shit. So yeah, they're a bit weird, but they leg it. They get the briefcase and then I think they like escape out the window or something and run away.
Yeah. And then the baddies bust in.
Yeah, they bust in. They see no one's there and the briefcase is gone as well. So they send a message.
They fucking kill Harry's bird.
They do.
Squeeze its little head off.
Yeah.
Super fucked up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So,
like, they're away from home. I think they are, like, just getting, like, some groceries and some shopping and some food or whatever.
Just Lloyd.
Yeah, just Lloyd. And he's, like, getting, like, a newspaper out of, like, an... I never really saw these. This was just a thing in the 90s, but there was basically like a box in the street. You'd pay money to the box and you'd open the door and you'd grab one newspaper and then close the box again and it would lock.
I think it was like a dirty magazine. It had something sluts written on the front of it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that. I was too busy writing that while this scene is happening... The Peaky Blinders, like, intro song was playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I figured because you didn't react to it. But as soon as it started playing, I was like, whoa, Peaky Blinders.
Oh!
It's,
fucking Toby Shelby.
Yeah, Toby bloody Shelby.
You look at me up and down like I'm a fucking something. I can't remember. So you must be Toby Shelby.
Nice.
Yeah, you can tell I've seen the show.
Yeah. But, as Lloyd's, like, doing this, getting this fucking magazine thing out of the box, he locks his wallet in there, and he has, like, a little bit of a mental breakdown, and some old lady on a jerry chair sort of strolls up, and he's like, oh, can you hold all this shit? I need to sort out this situation. And then he makes some ageist remarks about how old people like aren't useless.
Yeah.
Like everyone it's like a real thinks.
Backhanded compliment.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, fuck this guy. And she just like, after he leaves, he like takes off with his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we return back to the apartment.
Yes, we do. Lloyd walks in. And Harry's like, where's the booze? And then Lloyd's like, I got robbed. And then Harry's like, that's not even the worst thing. Petey's head fucking fell off. He's like, yeah, he was old. It was bound to happen. And then they both have like a conniption. And he's like, they just breaking down. And Lloyd's like, let's go to Aspen.
Yeah.
It's like, you just want to go to Aspen because lady. And he's like, yeah, so what? And then they're both like arguing a bit. And he's just like, they're sick and tired, essentially. They're both just saying they're sick and tired. And Lloyd kind of goes off on a tangent how he's tired of being alone and all this tired of being a schmuck.
Yeah, he just guilt trips Harry into doing something he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, so they're like, he's like, all right, let's go. And then Lloyd's like, wee wee. And then he gives him a hug and then he cries.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because Harry wants to stay, right? He wants to stay and open the worm store.
Yeah, with the no money that they have.
Yeah, they have a dream to open a worm store together. And they've got like a big terrarium in their apartment that's full of worms.
Living the dream.
But yeah,
road trip. I wish I had a big worm. Big worm tank.
I love a road trip.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. Some people don't. I rate them. I reckon they're great.
They are great. It's not the bloody destination. It's the journey, you know?
Exactly. So we're in the Muttmobile and Lloyd is pretending to run in the car. And he says he feels like he's running at an incredible rate. And then I immediately thought about how this is something that Alex would do. And then shortly after I have that thought, Alex goes, yeah, I do this. That's funny. I do this on my bike.
It's so fun. It's so funny. It makes me giggle every time. I've recently learned how to ride with no hands. So I just abuse that and I pretend to run on the bike. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I just thought it was so funny to have the thought that this is something that Alex would do. And then you immediately talk about how you do it.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. But bloody, I think Harry's got, no, was it Harry or Lloyd? One of them has a bit of money.
It's Lloyd.
It's Lloyd. Okay. And Harry's like, well, where do you get that bloody money from? Well, and Lloyd's like, oh, I sold some stuff. And he lists a few things and he's like, and the bird. He's like, what do you mean you sold the bird? It's like, oh, I sold it to a blind kid.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
It's so funny though.
So he's like, so far Lloyd is checking all the boxes. He's sexist, ageist and ableist. And yeah, his solution, he's like, I handled it. And his solution was to duct tape the head back onto the bird and yeah, just sell that to this blind kid. And they left a note for the goons. Well, they left it for the gas company. There's just like a handwritten note on the door, but the goons see it and they think it's for them. And they have very nice handwriting for a couple of idiots.
Yeah, and the bad guys get the impression that these guys are just fucking next level. It's like, how did he know I have gas?
Yeah.
He says something like that.
Yeah, he does.
And then, yeah.
Like these guys are pros.
Yeah, these guys are pros. And then I think we cut to them in a diner.
Yep.
And they're mingling with the laid-back country folk. They're having a good time, making bad jokes at waitresses, being just fucking obnoxious. And then Harry spills the salt. And then Lloyd's like, don't you know that's bad luck? You gotta throw some over your right shoulder. So he just throws the fucking salt container over his shoulder and smacks some guy.
Yeah, he domes Seabass.
Yeah, absolutely domes Seabass. And Seabass is like, who did that? And he comes over and he's like, you gonna eat that burger? And he's like, I was thinking about it. And then he spits it in his burger. He hocks a big fat loogie in his burger. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And a little bit of time passes. They're still in the diner. And Lloyd's like, I got an idea. And he grabs Harry and he takes him over to Seabass's table. In an attempt to like bury the hatchet, he's like, oh, you know, I'll buy you a round of beers just to, you know, set us right, set us square, and like to apologize, that sort of thing. And they're like, yeah, all right, make it this beer. So they go up to the counter to the waitress, and they're like, oh, Seabass, he wants to put our meal on his tab. And the waitress is like, Seabass, are you sure? And then they look back at Seabass's table and he's sort of like, he's looking over his shoulder and he's pointing down to the table and he's like, yeah, just over here. And she's like, all right, okay. And then they fucking leg it after that. And Seabass, yeah, he's pissed.
He's freaking furious.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're on the road and Harry's like, how'd you think of that? He's like, I saw it in a movie. And then he's like, yeah, no, they catch up with them and gut them.
Like, yeah, they 5 slit minutes his later.
Yeah. He's like, oh, okay. Then Lloyd really needs to take a piss. But Harry doesn't want to stop. because, yeah, of course. So he's like, just pee in the beer bottle. He's like, so he starts peeing in the beer bottle, and then he fills up the beer bottle and he gets another. And then he does this with like five bottles.
Yeah.
And they pass a cop and they're speeding, and they get pulled over after some shenanigans. It's like, don't you know it's illegal to be have an open container? He's like, oh, no, we weren't drinking. We weren't doing that. And then he's like, you guys been boozing? They're like, nah. And then he's like, give me that beer. And they're like, no, don't drink that. He's like, shut up. And then he drinks it and he starts fucking tweaking out. He's like, just get out of here.
Yeah. Just absolutely swigs Lloyd's piss and has a complete breakdown after it.
Yeah, he starts spazzing out. He's...
This is a classic Alex move, by the way, having to pee at, like, annoying times or just always having to pee. Like, as the movie went on...
I need to pee right now, funnily enough.
You should have peed right before we started when I peed.
I did. Well, I didn't need to then because I peed, like, 5 minutes before that.
Right, okay. Yeah, Alex always has to pee.
I do. I drink a lot of water and a lot of Pepsi Max.
It's true. But yeah, as this movie went on, you share a lot of character traits with Lloyd.
That's first, so mean.
First it was the running thing, then now it's the peeing thing. I think I've got a couple more.
Don't forget the sexism. Don't forget the sexism and the ableism.
That's true, yeah.
So we cut to Mary's family and find out the reason why she left the briefcase is because her husband's being held for ransom.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all the money was in that briefcase.
Well, do they just say it's? Do they reveal that it's her husband?
No, they just say the name. They just say Bobby.
Bobby's is being held ransom.
Yeah.
You don't learn that until the end of the movie that it's her husband.
Ah, shit! Cut that out.
Bobby, no, it's fine.
They see Bobby's being held for ransom. Bobby is a undisclosed relationship with the family of some sort.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're like, "What do we do? Should we cancel the event?" They're like, "Nah, just act normal." That's what the lawyer says. I don't know if he's a lawyer or whatever. So keep it under wraps because we don't want these guys to freak out. Never know what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's pretty much that.
Pretty much, yeah. So we cut back to Lloyd, and Lloyd is fantasizing about Aspen and Mary and how he's a comedy genius. He's meeting the family. Like, when he arrives to see Mary, she's super excited to see him, and he's like telling jokes and everyone's laughing, having a great time. Then he gets on the couch and lifts up his legs and he lights his own fart, which is absolutely something Alex would do as well. Like,
you know, funnily enough, I've never tried that before.
I'm surprised, like, through the amount of
actually
times.
No, I think that's a lie. I probably have tried that before.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I have, but it hasn't worked.
It's on brand, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
The amount of farts that everyone's had to listen to.
And they'll have to listen to more.
They will.
I've been farting this whole episode, but they've just been too quiet.
I've just been talking over it.
Ah, you can hear them?
I've heard some of them, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. And then after that, he's like fantasizing about being on a date in like a fancy restaurant. And then I laughed at this bit, like the waiter like drops off the food and then grabs Mary's arm and just starts like eating her arm and looks... He looks Lloyd dead in the eyes and he just has like this fucking demented look in his eyes while he's doing it. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. And then, yeah, Lloyd fights the entire restaurant. And in the process,
all the waiters.
Yeah. Well, not even. It was like some waiters and then some people that were just eating their meals as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then... he gets in a scuffle with the head chef and he takes 17 boots to the face in the process. But then, yeah, he gets his revenge by ripping out the chef's heart. And Mary loves it. And after that, you know, they're by the fire. It's late at night. And then he just eats Mary's entire face.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
He's making very animalistic noises.
Yeah. Goes on for a little bit too long.
Yeah. I can only imagine what it was like to film that scene. I wish I was Mary in that scene.
They would have had to have done it so many times.
But yeah, things get a little hot and heavy. Mary starts taking off her clothes, and then when Lloyd looks down at the bazookas, they're like headlights, and then he snaps back to reality, and he almost has a head-on collision with a huge truck. Then it's actually, can we pause?
Pause. It's just you and me now. Alex is going for a piss. This is pretty typical. This is what Alex does. He loves it. I don't know, I'm just chatting absolute balls. Welcome back.
All right. Sorry about that. Quick piss break. Brendan was not kidding. We're at a love hotel. It's guy time. The boys are just sitting in the love heart-shaped spa and reminiscing about lost love.
Alex liked this, by the way.
I did. What were they? They were talking about Harry's lost love, Frieda.
Yeah. He was lamenting a little bit.
Yeah. It's a bit sad.
Yeah. And how, like, he says that she was, like, complaining about how he doesn't listen. And he was like, I don't really know what she was saying that I wasn't listening. And, but he, like, suspects that she was seeing someone else. Lloyd is looking really sus in this moment.
He's looking real suspicious.
Yeah.
And then we find out that the lawyer's bad. If he even is a lawyer, I don't know what he is, but he's part of this
bad
thing. He's a bad guy. He's on the phone with the big bad guy, Mental, I think his name was.
I never learned their names. Yeah. I just had Guy Goon and Girl Goon.
Yeah, I called him Big Guy because he was large. So anyway, he's on the phone with the guy, and the guy's like, where's my money? He's like, don't worry, we're tracking this guy. And there's some fucking troglodyte, neurotic mess outside the phone booth talking to himself and being real annoying, like banging on the thing, being like, hey, you know, other people got to use the phone too, right? And then he's like, I can't hear you. And then he punches him in the fucking face.
Yeah, like through the phone booth glass. Like he like gets him to come closer. He's like, I can't hear, come closer to the glass. And then punches through the glass into this dude's face.
Yeah. Honestly deserved. Yeah, they think we cut back to Harry and Lloyd. And then Harry's like, I don't gamble, because Lloyd says something about a bet. And then Lloyd calls him a pussy. He's like, I bet you I can get you to gamble by the end of the day. And he's like, nuh-uh. And he's like, yeah, huh? And he's like, nuh-uh. And then he's like, all right, I bet on it. That's the joke. But Lloyd doesn't see that that was a gamble. But it was. Anyways, the bad guy, the big bad guy, is trying to hitchhike with the guys. And then they let him in. And they're really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
They're playing like tiki across the car, across him.
Which is tag for the American listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because like before Guy Goon gets on, Girl Goon is just getting frustrated with the situation. It's like, let's just kill them. Like, let's just kill them and be done with it. But Guy Goon's like, nah, like, we don't know who they are. You know, you don't kill someone that you don't know. Like, you gotta know them first and then kill them, like, and decide whether or not you're gonna kill them. And then after like 5 minutes in the car with Harry and Lloyd, he's like reaching for his gun.
Yeah.
I
liked the part where Lloyd did the most annoying sound in the world.
Yep, I know. I wrote, most annoying sound in the world bit. Alex like. Very Alex move. Alex does this. It's just another one to tick off another fucking trait that Lloyd has that you do in real life.
God, I actually am like Lloyd, aren't I? I'm about to do like a whole character 180 and just become nothing like him. Just become super... Yeah. Anyways, the big guy's like, fellas, let's just turn on the radio. And it's like, radio? Psh! Fuck that. And then they start singing. And then they see a bunch of...
Mark.
People... Mark.
Ing.
Bird.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they find like a bunch of, I'm going to guess like maybe immigrants, Mexican immigrants. They see him on the side of the road and then they pick him up. They go, pick him up. And then they got a whole crew to sing the song with now.
Yeah.
So they're at a diner. I think
Guy Goon is like, this happens a couple of times, but he takes ulcer medication. Like when he gets, I think it's when he gets angry or frustrated, like his ulcer gets like, irritated, like a stomach ulcer. So he takes a bunch of like medication. Like he does it when they first arrive at Harry and Lloyd's apartment. And I think he does it again here, like in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they make it to a diner trying to get some lunch and they're like, Atomic Peppers, I'll do it if you do it. And he's like, you go first. And then the big guy's like, why don't you guys stop being pussies and do it at the same time? And they're like, okay. And then it's really hot and the big guy steps outside to make a phone call while they're freaking out over the spice.
And he's loving that they're having a really bad time because he really does not like them.
Yeah. So he's on the phone with...
Boss Man.
Is he on the phone? Boss Man? Yeah, he's on the phone with Boss Man. He's like, yeah, I'm going to poison them and take the briefcase. And meanwhile, while he's on the phone, these cheeky fellas are putting atomic peppers in his burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Goon Guy, he comes back. And he's like, so, like... What are you guys doing? Like, why are you going to Aspen? And it's like, we're just going to like see this lady. Like, we don't even know her. She just left her briefcase, so we're just returning it to her. And he's like, whoa, okay, that's hilarious. Talk about wrong place and the wrong time. And then he like has a huge bite out of his secret chili burger, and then he has a real bad time. His ulcer does not like this.
Goes crazy.
Yeah. And he's like, my pills! Get my pills!
Yeah, so they're trying to... Lloyd's trying to give him CPR while Harry tries to find the pills.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he gives him the pills, but it's not the right pills.
It's the rat poison.
Yeah. It's the rat poison. And then big guy fucking dies. He's dead. And they're like, check, please. And then they get out of there. They just leave the scene of the crime.
Yeah, they call an ambulance and then they leave. And yeah, the feds get involved. They're at the diner. They're like, yeah, you know, it's unmistakably, this is poison. Like, he was poisoned. And they're like, okay, we gotta track these boys down. They're headed this way, blah blah blah. And then we have a nice little road trip montage.
Road trip.
And after the montage, we stop at a gas station for a little bit. Lloyd goes in to pay for everything, I think, or like
take a Wes.
Yeah, that's right. And
just like me. It's just like me.
Yeah. And then while he's in there, in the stall, Harry's like he's putting their gas in the car, and I'm just saying gas because that's what Americans say, like in this scene. We call it petrol.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's standing there, he's lifting up the Muttmobiles, leg and putting the petrol in there. And he meets a girl. She's on her way to Aspen as well. She's got like skis on the car, and that's like his, he breaks the ice by like talking about the skis, and he's a little bit aloof.
Yeah, I like this part.
Yeah. And yeah, they're just, they're chatting away, they're getting to know each other, and then we cut back to Lloyd. He's in the bathroom. And then there's while he's wazzing, doing a big wazz, he looks and he sees some graffiti on the wall, and the graffiti says, "For manly love, be in this stall at this time." And it just happens to, I think it was like March 25th, 2:15 a.m. or some shit like that. And he's like, he's checking his watch and he sees it's the exact same time that he's in there, and he hears footsteps behind him. So like he panics and he gets up onto the toilet to like hide that anyone's in here. And yeah, big man is at the door and he's like banging on the door. And then eventually bust open the door, and it's Seabass.
Seabass is back.
He's Seaback, I guess.
He's so back. He's Seaback.
Yeah. We cut back to Harry and the lady. You know, they've been chatting for a little while, and she's got a cigarette in her mouth. they're still at the petrol station, and he's like, "Oh, let me help out," and lights a cigarette. I forgot to mention before, when Harry was pumping gas, he was distracted by the lady, and he's like, he like overfilled his tank, which you can't do. Like the mechanism in the nozzle of the like the petrol pump like prevents that from happening. But anyway, he spills.
Maybe that's a new thing.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, he like spills, petrol like all over himself and all over the car. So when he's lighting this cigarette for the lady, later on, he accidentally like lights his leg on fire. And this lady's like, she's kind of into Harry, and, she's like, "Oh, let me get your number," or something like that. And
she's trying to give him her number.
Yeah. So she's like talking about the number. She's like taking a little while. He's getting impatient, and he yells at her like, "Just give me the goddamn number." And she's like, "No, fuck you, dude. I'm out of here." And she drives off. And then Harry rushes into the petrol station and into the stall to like put out his leg fire. And in the process, he swings open the bathroom door and knocks out Seabass.
Yeah, he saves Lloyd from getting molested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
Harry's a little bit tired, isn't he? After
Harry's
this.
He's a little bit tired, yes. He's like, "You take over, you drive." And, you cut back to the petrol. They're on their way, right?
Yeah.
Cut back to the petrol station. The cops are onto them. They're like, "It's all right. We got a tip. We'll be waiting for them." Because Lloyd's driving now. You think they're almost at Aspen when he wakes Harry up, but he's driven in the wrong direction all night. So that's a major setback. And
that saved Harry as well, because otherwise they would have hit that roadblock.
Exactly. And Harry just fucking starts losing it. He's like, you get a scene where he's just sitting in like a little meadow, I guess, and his ass is like completely out. I liked that part. And then they get into
that in my notes. Wrote butt crack, Alex like.
Yeah, it was a little bit funny. It was just so out. It wasn't a little bit. It was just like all the way out. Anyways, they get into a fight and Harry's like, "I'm walking home." So he does. He starts the long trek home. He's trying to hitchhike. And then Lloyd catches up to him on some little rinky-dink, little motorized bike. He's like, yeah, I traded the van. I traded the van for this little bike. It's pretty good, right? And then Harry has like a very misleading sentence. It's like, just when I thought you couldn't get any fucking stupider, you go and pull this out and you've completely redeemed yourself. Let's go. So they're on their way. And it's freezing cold because it's in the Rocky Mountains. And then Harry's like, I gotta take a piss. And then Lloyd's just like, just piss on me. And then he just pisses on him.
Just a couple of bros on the road.
Pissing on each other, having a good time. Guys trip. Yeah, they make it to Aspen. And it's fucking cold.
It's real cold.
Yeah. And you get this really disgusting scene when they pull up where they got frozen dried boogers on their face.
Mm-hmm.
It was really gross.
Yep.
And now they're like, all right, let's try and find Mary.
Yeah.
And she's not in the phone book, so they don't know how to get in touch with her, so they're just going to camp out for the night. It's fucking cold. They're like freezing to death. And then Lloyd's like, hey, Harry, you can have my extra set of gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty. And Harry's like, you've had extra gloves this whole time. I'm going to fucking kill you. And then you can't kill him. So he's like, all right, I'm going to throw the fucking briefcase in the fire. And before that, I think he drops the briefcase or something.
Yeah, he goes to throw it. He's either going to throw it in the fire or throw it in the lake. Like, yeah. I'm not sure which one, but he basically said that like all of the problems have started with the case, so he's gonna fucking toss it away and be done with it. So yeah, like, they have a scuffle and then he does throw it, but it kind of just goes off screen, and they like they have a little bit more of a scuffle, and then they look over to the case and they see that it's fucking filled to the brim with cash.
Cash money, baby.
It's a lot. Cash money. A lot of money in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're like, okay, well, we'll borrow, like, a little bit of money for now so we can, like, get on our feet. And, you know, we'll return the case and everything that we spend, we'll just put, like, a little IOU here and you know, list how much is missing and, you know, we'll pay it back.
Mm. And then, so they go to the most expensive hotel.
Yeah.
In the fucking world, apparently.
Yeah. They, like, I think they bought, like, a Ferrari. I'm not sure if it was actually a Ferrari.
I think it was a Ferrari, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, an old Ferrari.
Yeah. And they are tipping everyone with Benjamins.
They're literally fucking wiping their nose with this money. They're splashing out.
Yep. Yeah, they got room service. They're crying about, like, an ad. Like, they just thought the ad was really emotional. And they're like, okay, what else is on? They go to check their TV guide or whatever. We're saying a lot of things that, I don't know, because we said phone book before. Do you think Gen Z or, like, anyone under, like, younger than that, like, Gen Alpha would know what a phone book is? And, like, know that you could look, like, if you know someone's name, you can look up their number and I think their address?
I don't know. The bloody yellow pages.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy.
Mm.
But it's the same with, like, the TV guide thing, right? Like, you, like, there's a magazine or a newspaper and it says what's going to be on TV today, like, what's in the scheduled programming, rather than just, like, putting on what you want to watch when you want to watch
it. Yeah, that was a little before my time.
Yeah.
The TV guide was on the TV.
Yeah. And like as they pick up the TV guide, like magazine thing or whatever it is, or newspaper, they see that Mary's in the paper and they're like, oh, Mary Swanson. And there's a thingy on tomorrow night. It's a preservation society, like for, it's like a benefit for like a snow owl, like a Scandinavian owl breed that's like really,
yeah, some endangered species.
Yeah, they're like, cool, we'll go see Mary, but we got to look the part, so They have a makeover montage.
Makeover time. Woo-hoo! They're fucking getting their nails done, getting haircuts, getting some fresh new fucking digs.
Yep.
You know what it is. They're fucking...
They get massages.
They got massages. Harry massages the masseuse.
Yep.
It's just a good time.
Having Lloyd has like an someone angle. Else's money. What?
Don't worry.
Okay. Lloyd has an angle grinder, like pedicure as well. Because he's got some fucking claws on his toes.
Disgusting.
Yep. And then I'll let you say the next bit. Like, you know, they scrub up pretty well.
They scrub pretty good. They pull up to the fucking function. And, like, they're kind of wonka-maxing. I don't know if you've heard this term before. They're wonka-maxing. They look very flamboyant and jolly in their new suits. They look great.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard this term.
But it's an apt description.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, they're in, like, an orange. One of them's in orange and one of them's in cyan. And, yeah, like, just... If you had to imagine Willy Wonka with those colors, like, that's what they, how they were dressed.
Pretty much. Wonka maxing. It's a great term.
I like it.
Yeah, so they pull up, they head in, and they almost immediately get turned away, but not really, because it's like, this is a $500 plate meal place, and they're like, yeah, here's fucking $2,000. Get us four plates. They're just splashing out. They're flexing on everybody.
Yeah, after they have their cane fight in the lobby.
Smacking each other. Hitting each other's hats off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they get made by the bad guys.
Yeah. So, like, the guy that was, like, admitting everybody into the function is, like, Big Boss. And Girl Goon walks up to him and is like, that's the guy. Those are the guys. So they kind of just like, they get made and then they sort of like just, they watch. They don't like go like confront them or anything. They're just kind of sitting back and watching what they're doing.
Mm.
But yeah, they're in there. They're having a couple of drinks, get some liquid confidence. And then they find Mary. They spot her from across the room. And Lloyd is too chicken to go talk to her. So he's like, okay, Harry, you go talk to her and, you know, you can intro me and you can talk me up and wingman me and that sort of stuff.
He's like, he's going to stand by the bar and put out the vibes.
Yeah. So, Harry walks over, and he's like, oh, you got a nice set of hooters. And she's like, excuse me? He's like, oh, the owls. And she's like, oh, okay. and then they get to talking and Harry talks about how he's like a dog person, like he grooms dogs. And then he mansplains dogs to Mary for a little bit. And then I think this is a family member, Helen.
Yeah, it's a stepmom.
Yeah. She appears and then she's just trying to hook up Mary with Harry, which is a little bit weird.
It is a little weird, isn't it?
Like, when... Because we know now that... Because I didn't remember this in the moment. Like, Bobby's the fucking husband. He's the one that's been kidnapped. Like, why would you... Is it just so she can have, like, a good time? And, like, take her mind off things? Suspicion.
Maybe.
Or maybe
she... Just make her look like she's being normal. And
yeah.
Not.
Or, like... Is she, like, is it a little bit more sinister where, like, the stepmom is like, okay, most, like, people that get kidnapped don't come back or something like that? I don't know if that's true. I'm just kind of making it up now. But I think there's, like, a percentage that, like, a lot don't make it back. Like, you pay the ransom money and then the person just gets murdered anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty grim. Sorry to bring it down. But, yeah, they make a date for tomorrow to hit the slopes.
Yeah. So Harry goes back to Lloyd. He's like, I got you a date with her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Be here at this place at this time.
Yep.
It's like some bar or something. 10. Yeah. And then they pop her bottle of champers or something, and the cork fucking hits the owl and kills it.
Yeah. Lloyd absolutely no-scopes this owl.
Yeah.
And the bad guys, they think it's intentional.
Yeah, they still think Harry and Lloyd are like these next level fucking assassins, or just fucking the guys.
Yeah, they think it's like an eye for an eye thing, because they killed their bird. They ripped the head off their bird. They were just paying back their favor and sending another message.
Yeah. So then you cut to, I think it's Harry and Thingo?
Mary.
Yeah, Harry and Mary. Yeah. They're hanging out. Harry sent Lloyd to the wrong place on purpose because he wants to hang out with Mary. And then Harry and Mary get to talking. It's like, I don't remember what he asked. What does he ask?
I don't know. I didn't take this down. Like, they're just sort of chatting.
Yeah. I like this part. She's like, oh, I don't want to bore you with the details. He's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. I think she was about... Yeah. She was about to go into, like, how she's got, like, a little bit of a family situation going on with her husband or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Why she hasn't left the house. She's like, yeah. Oh, I haven't been out in a while. It's like, oh, why? She's like, ah, oh, family situation. I don't want to bore you with the details. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. like genuine.
Yeah. And then Harry gets his bloody tongue stuck to the lift, to the chairlift.
And then it's back to the bar. Ski girl, the one that Harry was chatting up, Beth. Sits next to Lloyd. Beth. Yeah, she's sitting next to Lloyd and she starts chatting him up. And then it's back to Harry and Mary.
Not quite.
Oh, not quite?
Not quite.
Not quite? Okay, you take over because I've got a big gap.
All right, so it's getting pretty clear that Lloyd has been stood up. He's like, you know, what time is it, to the bartender? And the bartender's like, it's like 1 p.m. Like, I think he asks, is it 10 yet? He's like, yeah, dude, it's 1 p.m. And then, like, he gives him a beer on the house to sort of cheer him up. And then, yeah, Beth arrives and just starts absolutely chatting away in Lloyd's ear. Oh, no, you're right. And then Mary, yeah, saves Harry from the ski lift chair. Like,
yeah, they're having a grand old time. Like, they build a snowman. Harry gives it a cock and balls.
Yeah.
They have a snowball fight and he beats the fucking shit out of her.
Yeah, he domes Mary so hard with the snowball. Yeah, they have a good time. Like, you feel like they're having like a nice date. Okay, yeah. And then this is the part I thought we were at before. But yeah, now we cut back to Beth
talking. Yeah, he's getting an earful.
Yeah. And Lloyd's like, yeah, do you know Mary Swanson? Like, it's just asking about her. And he's like, yeah, she comes in all the time. And he gets a little bit defensive about that and, like, grabs him by the scruff. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, she comes in for dinner, man. Like, chill out. And then the bloody bartender is like, yeah, you know, she lives at the big house on the big hill or whatever. And Lloyd's like, that's great. I'm just going to go see her then. And he sort of like runs off.
Fumble by the bartender, by the way. Why would you let a crazy guy know where a woman lives?
Yeah.
You can see this guy's a bit unhinged and drunk.
Yeah. Like,
but anyways.
You think he would instantly get kicked out for putting his hands on the bartender?
Yeah.
Different time, mate. Different time.
Different bloody time, eh? Anyways, Lloyd gets to the house, but we didn't see this. We just see Mary gives Harry a little kiss and says, pick me up at 7:45.
Yeah.
7:45. Hope I can't go scoop you up around 7:45. I dropped up or down you down a ride. 7:45. So Lloyd sees that Mary gives... Mary gives Harry a little peck on the cheek and he's crushed. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he does the, you would have seen it in a bunch of memes or like GIFs and stuff. He does like the sad gag.
Yeah.
And Alex liked this a lot. He giggled.
I giggled a little bit. I don't know about a lot. I did like it. It was so visceral.
Yeah.
That 7:45 thing, by the way, that's just a song.
I figured it was probably a song.
Yeah, we can cut that out. No one's going to get that. No one's going to know. I don't think anyone... I mean, people listen to Vince Staples, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
See how it goes on the cutting room floor. If this episode gets a little bit too long.
Yeah. So, they're back at the hotel. And then Lloyd's telling Harry about how it was stood up. And he's like, I can't believe that. I hate when girls do that.
Yeah, just gaslights like, him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe it was 10 p.m. because who meets someone at 10 a.m. in a bar? He's like, oh, I don't know. I thought she was just an alcoholic. He's like, oh, well, I guess your plans are sorted for the night. I'm going to go watch a movie. And then fucking Lloyd's like, you want to share a drink with me? Have a toast before you go? He's like, yeah, all right. And then fucking Lloyd doses Harry's tea with bloody laxatives.
Turbo lax.
Turbo lax. He puts so much in there. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more of shit. Turbo lax than tea.
Yeah, honestly, he's like... that's good after he drinks it.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's going to Mary's. But he gets there. He's got to take a shit. So yeah. He's like, Mary's like, oh, I'll be ready in a second. Just, you know, hang out for a bit.
Yeah, he gets the gurgle belly, like, on the way to Mary's house.
Then he gets there. It's fucking hitting full blast. So he rushes to the toilet.
Yeah, just like me after my second coffee.
Yeah. Bad times. He's shitting it up in there.
Yeah, he fucking turbo shits into this turbo fucking shits. Toilet.
Yeah. And then Mary knocks on the door. She's like, I hope you're not taking a shit right now because the toilet's broken. He's like, oh, no, I'm just shaving. And you cut to Lloyd and he's doing an evil laugh on his little rinky-dink motorcycle. And then he pulls up at Mary's. He's like, you remember me? And she's like, no. He's like, the airport? And she's like, oh, Lloyd, right? It's like, yes. I have your briefcase. You remember my name. I have your briefcase. He's like, I've got it at my hotel. You want to come with me? Or maybe you're a little busy? She's like, no. I'll be right back. And... cut to Harry trying to fix the toilet and make it flush, and Mary's like, I gotta go. It's a freaking emergency. And so she hops on the rinky dink with bloody Lloyd, presumably. I don't know if you actually see it. I can't remember.
Yeah, you do. And like he reads more into it than is actually there, because like while they're on the way, Mary puts her arms around Lloyd to just like get a little bit more secure on the bike. And then he sees it as like, oh yeah,
oh, she fucking wants me.
Yeah
So they get there, they race to the top, and he fucking just like trips her because he falls over. He's like, I win. And then the bad guys show up, the fucking bad guys rock up.
Yeah.
And he's like in the bathroom pretending to give a speech to Mary. And she walks in, he gets all flustered, and he tries to repeat his speech to her, but it comes out wrong. He's like, I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy. He's like, wait, though, that's not what I meant. Sorry, I'm so gassy right now. It's like, I like you. I like you a lot.
Yeah.
He's like, what are my chances? Just level with me. And they're like, not good. It's like 1 in 100. She's like, 1 in 1,000,000. It's like, so you're telling me there's a chance. And then bad guy pulls up to the hotel. And he's like, he's pointing a gun at them. something about the husband comes up. He's like, oh, you're married? What's all this one in a million stuff then? And you find out the big boss's name is Nicholas.
Yeah.
It's probably mentioned before, but I didn't catch it until now.
No, I didn't catch it until now as well.
Yeah, and he's fucking angry.
Yeah, and like, I think Harry arrives at the hotel at this point as well.
Yeah.
And we see that Beth is there, and she's like, hey, Harry, remember me? We kind of have like a little cut back and forth moment here, and Nicholas, he gets his hands on the case. He opens up the case and he sees that it's filled to the brim with IOUs.
Yeah, it's like no money left. It's all just IOUs.
Yeah. They spend all of it in like what? Not even one day, I guess.
It was like one.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was one day. Yeah. 1.5 days. Anyway.
No, it's like 2 days.
All right.
Oh, so, maybe not.
So, Harry shows up. He enters the room. And he's like, Lloyd, I got to level with you, man. Like, he's about to confess that, you know, he did the wrong thing. And he sees that they're together on the bed. He's like, okay, it's all good. You found her. It's fine. And Nicholas is like, he puts a gun to Harry's head and is like, okay, you're hostage number 3. And like we cut like a little bit of time passes and Nicholas is on the phone about how he's like making plans to escape to the Netherlands and stuff.
Yeah.
One way
ticket to Amsterdam.
Yeah. But situation is that, you know, he's just going to off everyone and then fucking leave.
Yeah.
And Harry and Lloyd, they're not really taking in like the gravity of this situation. They're like arguing about their friendship, and Harry reveals that he knew about the situation with like his ex like the whole time, and he's like, I knew the whole time, Mr. French Tickler. And they start arguing and fighting, and they're like, kiss my ass. And they're putting, like, their asses up against each other. And Nicholas like
kicking each other.
Yeah. Nicholas, he breaks up the fight. He's like, all right, who wants to get shot first? Who wants to die first? Initially, Lloyd is like, shoot me first. Like, I got everyone into this situation. Like, I deserve it. Shoot me. And Harry's like, no. Shoot me first, like, and then he starts explaining all the terrible, not terrible things, but like how much he enjoyed his time with Mary. And Lloyd's like, yep, shoot him, like, fuck that guy. And Nicholas is like, all right, and he fucking shoots Harry in the chest like 3 times and he falls onto the bed.
Yeah, then Lloyd's like, you just killed my best friend.
Yeah, and then Harry comes back to life and he's got a gun and he's like, pew, pew, pew. To Nicholas, but he misses like every single shot.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Well, Nicholas is gonna fucking shoot everyone now. He's gonna kill everyone. And the FBI show up and they arrest Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
And everything is all good. And Beth reveals herself to be FBI undercover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and fucking Harry was wearing a bulletproof vest the whole time. And Lloyd's like, what if they shot you in the face? He's like, yeah, what if they shot me in the face? And Beth's like, that was a risk I was willing to take. So we're outside the hotel, outside the crime scene, and Bobby is back.
Bobby's back, baby. Mary's talking to the police and Bobby pulls up in the police whip. He hops out, gives her a big hug. Then Mary tries to introduce Bobby to Lloyd and he has a daydream mental image of just fucking shooting Bobby because he hates him because he stole his babe. And yeah.
Yeah, snaps back to reality. They're all talking. Back to
reality.
Yeah, they all meet. They're all square. Blah, blah, blah. And then they're walking home.
They're like, all right, back to square one.
Yeah, it's like the next day. They're in like the middle of nowhere. They're just like walking down the road.
Just in the fucking desert, just walking.
Yeah.
And then the Bikini Bay bus... oh my God, what was that? The Bikini Bay bus pulls up. They're like, hey, we need some two handsome young men to rub oil on us while we travel around the country. And then Harry's like, oh, that's great. You should go that way. There's a town a little down that way. You can probably find some guys there. And they're like, oh, okay. So after they send them away, Lloyd's like, do you realize what you've done? And then they catch up. He's like, it's actually 3 miles the other way or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Hope you find the guys you're looking for. And then they play tag at the end, kind of like how they did in the car. And then that's it.
That's it.
Dumb and Dumber.
Woohoo! Woo! Finn. Hell yeah. Yes. So. Bloody. What do you think? Yeah, you like this movie, right? Yeah, you like this movie.
Yeah, I like this movie.
Yeah. So. Let's go with. I want you to guess first.
Okay.
What do you think my favorite part of this movie was?
Oh, I had it in my head. I think it's when the waiter was kissing on Mary's hand. And he was just doing fucking crazy eyes. And I think the least favorite part...
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, okay.
So, I think that's definitely an honorable mention.
Mm.
Anything else you can think of?
No.
All right. So,
no, I can't.
I'll go through another honorable mention. I thought that how small the little mini bike is very funny. Like, they're just two grown men on this tiny little bike driving across the country. But my favorite part, the funniest part of this movie, was when Harry domes Mary with the snowball. Like,
that is a great scene.
To go into detail about the scene a little bit, like, Mary, she does the first swing. She does the first hit. And Harry takes it personally. Like, she hits him with a fucking snowball, and then he gets, like, a look in his eye. And then reaches down, makes a snowball of his own, and then just as hard as he can, throws the snowball at Mary's face.
That's a great scene.
Yeah. I thought it was very funny. Like, there was the biggest laugh that I had in this movie.
That was a good scene. That was a good scene.
Yeah.
All right. Let me, before you guess mine, I'm just going to give you a thing. I couldn't decide on a favorite scene, but I have three things written down that are pretty much on par with each other. So if you get any of those, then yeah, I'll just say, yeah, you got it right.
Okay. First one I've got, I'll do, because I think this one was a little bit of an honorable mention. I think you liked the race to the top and like they're racing up the stairs. Lloyd immediately trips over and then Mary's kind of just casually strolling up the stairs and then Lloyd fucking just grabs her ankle and trips her over on the stairs.
Yes.
I think you liked that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another honorable mention that I'm trying to think of. Let me find it.
Yes.
I think you liked the sad gag. Like when he's like making like the, when he's sad and then like he's gagging after he sees Harry and Mary together. I think that was an honorable mention.
Okay.
But the one I think you liked the most was the most annoying sound in the world.
Actually, you're wrong.
Whoa.
I did like that, but I didn't think it was, you know, that funny. The stairs was probably one of my favorite, if not the favorite one. And then I've got the one where on the ski lift, when he says, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah.
And then I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy. I thought that was funny.
Did you?
I did. I thought that was pretty funny.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
I thought it was funny. Caught me off guard. I didn't think he was going to say that.
All right. So what do you think my least favorite part was then?
You said something before and I don't remember what it was. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe smoking at the petrol station. I don't know. There was a gripe that you mentioned. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember what it was either. The gripe.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to roll with that.
What, the smoking at the station?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the gripe that you... Okay, I remember the gripe. It was the petrol pump. Like how they don't work like that.
No, there was one before that.
Like overfilling it.
There was one before that. It was towards the start, I think.
Towards the start?
Towards the start a little bit. Oh, it was the no cleaning equipment in the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I honestly don't think it's any of those, but I don't know what else it could be.
Yeah. It, for me, it's the frozen booger part. I
didn't want to say that because that was my least favorite part as well.
I know. Because so that's what gross. I've got down for you. Frozen snot bugs. Alex it's doesn't so like. It's so yuck. It is fucking yuck. I don't know what it is about that scene, but it's just fucking gross, and it's always made me feel sick every time.
I think it's how yellow the boogers are.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's just gross, man.
When I saw it on the thing for the movie, the cover for the movie.
Yeah.
On the streaming website we watched it on.
Oh, yeah.
That was the image. I'm like, that looks gross. And I said before we watched the movie, I'm like, I feel like this is going to be a really gross movie.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I hate it so much. I hate how yellow the boogers are. Yeah. Lloyd's are not as bad. It's Harry's boogers that are fucking
Harry's
gross.
Sucks. Yeah. They both suck. They both make me feel sick. And like,
yeah.
I don't really get nauseous or like feel sick seeing gross stuff. But I don't know, man. Those frozen boogers, they just, it's not good. I don't like it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Alrighty.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's been on my screen for a while because I've got the IMDb page.
Oh, it's so gross.
So, how should people enjoy this movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think there's anything like...
I don't know if there's ever a right time for this movie, but I don't think there's a wrong time for it. So, it's like, whenever.
I don't think there's like a special sort of way to enjoy this movie like there is for other movies.
You're feeling like a silly movie. You see Dumb and Dumber. You go, all right.
Yeah.
And then you watch it. Maybe kill a few brain cells before you watch this movie. Get on level with Harry and Lloyd.
What you should do is you should do the Jim Carrey 1994 repeat.
Mm.
You should watch The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. You should watch
damn straight
all three of those movies. And I guess if you wanted to make it a little bit easier, make it like a group event, make it fun, maybe get some drinking games involved. Because there's a lot of catchphrases in these movies. Like, you know, if you're watching The Mask, you drink every time he says, smoking.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I think that's about it, really. Like,
drink every time they do something dumb.
I think this is the sort of movie that you can put on late at night. If you've seen it before, or like even if you haven't seen it before, you could like put it on late at night, something to fall asleep to. I think this is that kind of movie. You could fall asleep to this movie. Like, it's not that engaging, and it's not like a huge commitment either. It's like it's only an hour and 47 compared to movies these days, which fucking, it's like 2.5 hours, yeah, at like a minimum, which is, I hate it. It's annoying. It's like,
it can be annoying, especially when we do this. It's just,
yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's kind of like a, I won't say it's a feel good movie, but I think this is like probably the perfect, like, you know, if you're the type of person that likes to fall asleep while something's on, you could put this movie on, like in the background and then go to sleep, and you won't feel like you've missed out or like ruined the movie in any way.
Yeah.
It's not too engaging.
I concur.
There you go. That's how you should enjoy this movie. So what do you bloody think? What are you going to rate this movie, mate?
I think I rate this movie 7 out of 10.
Nice.
I think this was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably watch this movie maybe again. I thought it was funny. I didn't think it, I think it knew what it was. And it did a good job trying to be what it wanted to be.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it's a little dated now.
A little bit.
Some of the jokes don't land as well.
Yeah.
Hate that booger scene, so point off for that booger scene. But yeah. I think this was a better than average movie. Comedy movie.
Yeah.
So yeah. 7 out of 10.
I think that's fair.
Final verdict.
I think that's fair. I gave this a 6.5 out of 10.
Nice.
I agree with everything that you're saying. There was just like a couple of bits in this movie that were a little bit too dumb for me, or like went a little bit too long and sort of took me out of it.
Yeah.
But I do recognize that, like, you know, it is 30 years old and, you know, comedy movies, it's really hard for comedies to sort of hold up over a long period of time.
Yeah, I feel like that's very true.
Yeah.
Comedy is such a saturated genre that, like, to be above average comedy movie, I think, is just an achievement of itself. And at the time, this was probably pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
And you look at, sorry to bring Daddy's Home again, but look at Daddy's Home 2, comedy movie. Sucks.
Yeah, that was painful.
There's a lot of movies like Daddy's Home too.
Yeah, I'm editing that at the moment, and we kind of lose our minds a little bit.
We're gonna stop recording so late.
Alrighty. Those are the ratings. What is that? An average rating of 6.75 or whatever? Quick maths. I didn't use a calculator. If it's wrong, I don't fucking care.
You do the math.
Yeah.
Fucko.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuckstick.
So what are we watching?
I'm talking
next
to you, John.
Yeah, take that, fucking, John. You piece of shit.
Fucking idiot.
If your name is John,
leave a comment and tell us what you thought about this. And then go fuck yourself. What were you going to say?
I don't remember anymore.
Ah, sorry.
So what are we watching next?
You know, it's funny that at the start of this, you mentioned The Green Book, because that is the movie that we're going to watch next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I really like it.
I also really like that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Who was it? It was one of the directors or the writers that
director
worked on this?
Oh, director and writer. Like Peter Farrelly, he wrote and directed this movie. And he also wrote and directed The Green Book. And I think it's his I think it's his highest rated movie.
I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great, great movie. And what a diverse kind of portfolio, I guess, for that guy. Fucking comedy and what would you even call The Green Book? It's like not exactly a drama.
Yeah.
It's kind of like It's not autobiographical.
It's like a period piece. I think it might be autobiographical.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
But autobiographical is like your own thing, right?
True. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Timepiece. Great movie.
Yeah.
That's why we're watching next week.
Yeah,
Props to Peter.
He also did There's Something About Mary, Me, Myself, and Irene, Shallow Hal, Stuck on You. Like, he's done quite a few comedy movies, and some of them, definitely.
I liked Shallow Hal. I watched that for the first time, last week.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I liked that movie. It was stupid.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's not great, but it's not terrible. It's a good movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Green Book is his highest rated, 8.2 on IMDb.
Mm. So stay tuned for what the bloody Green Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloody Green Book. Fucking good movie.
I fucking love the main actor in...
Aragorn? I forgot his real name.
No, not Viggo Mortensen. Although I do like Viggo quite a bit. Mm. I don't know how to say
Mashallah his name. Ali.
Yeah. He was... I think he was Cottonmouth in Daredevil. And I thought he did a really good job.
Have not seen Daredevil. Might have to pick it up then. Isn't he in the... Is he in the new movie?
Oh, he's Uncle Aaron in Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kills that as well.
Yeah.
And is he in the new Captain America movie? Is he in that too, or am I tripping? I swear I saw him in the trailer. Or maybe I'm confusing him with someone else.
Bro, am I tripping? Was he in fucking...
No, he's not. He's not. I was watching Alita Battle Angel. He's in that. Which is also... I liked that movie. I didn't expect it to end how it did. Yeah. There's a new one coming out this year.
Dude, it wasn't Daredevil. It's Luke Cage. It's like the same sort of Netflix Marvel TV show.
Yeah. Stuff. I have seen the first season of Luke Cage. That was good. I got bored with the second season.
Yeah, same.
Stop watching.
I finished it, but yeah, it was a little bit of a slog.
Yeah, I couldn't even get through it. I liked the first season though. It was good. Anyways...
Yeah, it's got bloody... I think the Green Book's got Linda Cardellini in it, who's Sarah from the Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
So I think she might be our first three-peat actor.
Really?
On the bloody potty. Been in three of the movies.
What's her name, Sarah?
Her real name is Linda Cardellini.
Linda Cardellini, come on the podcast.
Yeah,
send this to Linda Cardellini. Tell her we're a big fan. Not of Daddy's Home, but of The Green Book.
Yeah.
And her. Love her work.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Linda Cardellini. Thank you for
being
in movies.
Yeah, thank you so much. Anyway, we're fucking rambling. We're just saying the stupidest shit.
Yeah, we just extended this podcast for 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Let us know what you thought of the movie in the comments. And give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Give us a bloody rating on those Apple fucking podcasts and Spotify and all that bullshit. Or... if your name's fucking John, we called you out earlier.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, John.
Fucking pig.
Wow.
You know what you did.
Whoa. Just calm down.
Fuck you. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. If your name's John, like and subscribe and leave us a comment and share. And send me a picture of your face.
Yeah, if your name's John, leave a comment that says, I forgive you.
Send me a picture of your face.
Don't do that.
Do it.
Okay, bye. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Go back to the club. Yes.
Entitles me?
Entitles me? Yes.